You are listening to Christian Radio.
Christian Radio.
It's time now to gather around for the Expounder Ministries radio Bible teaching program, Walking in Simplicity, with your host, Brother Stephen Milhorn. Brother Stephen, an ordained minister of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, welcomes you to a time of prayer and ministry of the Word. At the close of today's program, an address will be given to contact Brother Stephen. And now, let's seek the Lord for a taste of that wonderful manna that can only come from God's Holy Scriptures.
Hallelujah to God Almighty, in the highest, and peace from God, love from God, mighty salvation, to the one who paid it all, to the one who sits on the throne, the one who is high and lifted up, the mighty God El Shaddai, El Elyon. Heavenly Father, we declare that we love you today, and that you are the mighty one of Yisrael, the Savior of the world. Welcome, my beloved brothers and sisters, to the Walking in Simplicity program. This is your host, Brother Stephen Milhorn, and today I would like to finish up with the book of Colossians, chapter 4. It is a small chapter, but there are some nuggets to it, so let us read it verse by verse. Verse 1, Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that ye also have a master in heaven. From fathers to bosses to employers, the old English term of masters were overseers, lords, employers, those who ruled. So they are to keep in mind that even though they have a leadership role, they give orders, they run things, they are not to abuse people, not to cheat, not to steal, not to use their authority for false gains and sinful behaviors. Ephesians 6, verse 5 and onward, Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will, doing service as to the Lord, and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. Now this is the point of this verse, my beloved. The masters are also servants unto the Lord. Verse 9 says, And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is there respect of persons with him. So really and truly we are all servants, my beloved, whether you're put in a place of authority or just the worker bee. We all are servants unto God. We all need to be careful of our behavior, knowing that we have a judge in heaven. Verse 2 of Colossians chapter 4. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Rejoice evermore. So, my beloved, we are to make a lifestyle of continuing in prayer, being watchful, interceding with thanksgiving. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 and 17. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. So our lifestyle should be one of singing to God, worship, praying for one another, praying for ourselves also, but do so rejoicing, being thankful to God. Now, my beloved, a good lesson for this. Pray without ceasing, or to continue in prayer. 1 Samuel 12, verses 23 and onward, when Samuel was warning the children of Israel to continue following the Lord and not to go back to their rebellion, but Samuel indicated that he would continue to pray for them. Verse 23, Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider how great things he hath done for you. But if ye shall still do wickedly, ye shall be consumed, both ye and your king. So the children of Israel wanted a king to reign over them instead of the Lord. But despite this, God was telling them, if ye continue obeying my commandments, then I will bless you and your king. Much like America today, we are not blessed anymore, for we have forsaken the Lord. But what was Samuel's response? God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. So in Colossians 4 verse 2, we are to continue in prayer with thanksgiving, being watchful. Samuel was watchful over them, thinking that it was a sin against God if he ceased to pray for the children of Israel. When Paul sent Timothy to Thessalonica for evangelistic follow-up to see their progress in the faith, to see how they do, 1 Thessalonians 3 verse 9 and 10, for what thanks can we render to God again for you? For all the joy wherewith we joy for your sakes before God, night and day, praying exceedingly, that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. So the Apostle Paul, who established and planted churches, sent follow-up teams. He went himself. He prayed night and day for these people, not only pastors, but we ourselves should pray for one another about our own Christian walk. Now verses 3 and 4 of Colossians 4, wherewith praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. This is intercessory prayer, my beloved, for the work of God and for the people. Verse 5, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be alway with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. These verses tell us about witnessing to others. We're to walk in wisdom toward the unsaved, speaking to them when it's appropriate, letting your speech be with grace, but yet with salt also, knowing every man. If you're talking to a softer person, you may have more liberty to speak. When you're talking to a hard man, a brutish or a violent man, you may want to parse your words, saying just the right things. For in Proverbs 9 verse 7, he that reproofeth a scorner getteth to himself shame, and he that rebuketh a wicked man getteth himself a blot, meaning a black eye. When you talk to the brutish or evil or violent man, then you know that he is susceptible to violence as his first answer. So let us have salty speech when we can, graceful speech also, that we may know how to answer every man. Now in verses 7 through 15, we see the communal Christian love, greetings, salutations, compliments, edifying. So as we read this, my beloved, this is an ensample for us that we should greet one another, compliment, edify, and love when we can. Now as Paul is concluding his epistle to the Colossians, chapter 4, verse 7, think of the communal love, the greetings, the salutations, the edifyings. Verse 7, all my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother, and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that he might know your estate and comfort your heart with Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you. They shall make known unto you all things which are done here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, saluteth you, and Marcus, sister, son to Barnabas, touching whom you received commandments. If he come unto you, receive him, and Jesus, which is called Justice, who are of the circumcision. These only are my fellow laborers unto the kingdom of God, which have been a comfort unto me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. There we have it again, my beloved, intercessory prayer on behalf of other people. Verse 13, for I bear him record that he hath a great zeal for you, and them that are in Laodicea, and them in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea, and Nymphas, and the church which is in his house. So, my beloved, we see greetings of love, follow-up care, concerns, well-beings, and lastly, in verses 16 through 18, We see how important it is for the body of Christ to share the word of God with each other. And there's also a heeding word. Verse 16, and when this epistle is read among you, cause that it may be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. The salutation by the hand of me, Paul, remember my bonds. Grace be with you. Amen. So even in that last verse, my beloved, Paul is asking for prayer so that his endurance inside a prison will be tolerable, that he'll be treated well, have enough food and water, remember my bonds, whether he is referring to his overall call, a bondman of Christ, or whether he's suffering in jail. He wanted prayer, so we are to pray for the imprisoned, the infirmed, which means the sickly, those that are in bondages of sin. Pray for one another. So in review of chapter 4, my beloved, we are to be good servants and good masters. We are to be prayers, not ceasing in the lifestyle of prayer, which also includes intercessory prayer, witnessing, fellowshipping and sharing, encouragement, love. We are to do these things on a regular basis, loving each other to show the world that we are a family of God, letting the light of God so shine in us that they may see our good works, our chaste and moral behavior, our fellowship and care and generosity, one for another. So think on all these things, my beloved. The fall of America is soon. The tribulation of the whole world follows very quickly. Take heed, my beloved. Come back to God before it is too late. And mercy unto you, and peace, and love be multiplied. Bye-bye.
Thank you, my beloved brothers and sisters, for joining me today in the broadcast. If you would like more information about the ministry, you may go to www.expounderministries.com. And remember, God sent His Son that you may live. Believe on Him. Hallelujah. God bless you. The time is short, my beloved. Come back to God before it is too late. Mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Bye-bye.